Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Caravan of Garbage, the show where we look at something terrible. This week, this is no exception. I'm here with my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
He also loves making fun of things, which might have been good at one point, but I can't see how this would have been. This is from the Marvel Superheroes show in 1966. It's an animation. In the loosest,
you did air quotes. Yes. You can't see them, but...
No. It's animation in terms of, this is how they made this series. They photocopied images taken directly from the comics and manipulated them to minimize the need for animation in production. So it's a series of still frames.
And they stripped out like the backgrounds.
Yeah.
They stripped out everything exciting, you
Absolutely.
Know?
I mean, they kept some of the color.
I feel that any project, any artistic project that begins with, they photocopied a bunch of stuff. It's probably a bad sign, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. Unless you're testing your new photocopy machine, in which case that's a necessity, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. But that's not as arty as you'd like.
So the season was broken up into different Avengers. And this episode ties into Ant-Man and the Wasp. Because it has both Ant-Man and the Wasp. So, hey.
Yeah, nice. Bloody perfect. Go.
It's from episode 8 from the Incredible Hulk series. And it consists of 3 miniature episodes put together called The Space Phantom, Sting of the Wasp, and Exit the Hulk.
Ooh!
So, that sounds quite compelling in itself.
Oh, for sure.
But let me assure you.
Is the Sting of the Wasp why the Hulk exited?
There's not really even a Sting of the Wasp, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Unless it's a stinging wit.
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
So it starts with the Hulk just standing by himself in an open plane.
Just grousing about the other Avengers. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And it's just him being like, these other Avengers, what a bunch of pricks. I hate them.
Yeah, he goes, Thor's no good without his hammer. He's just another god, which is also still very good. But hey, whatever. Iron Man is just a guy in a tin suit.
Oh, true. Yes. He does know a little bit of jujitsu, I think.
That's true.
But not 60s no. Iron Man. He just knows how to drink gin.
He'll hit you with a broken bottle.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what he knows.
Yeah.
Jen, the Wasp, doesn't...
Whom he says.
Doesn't count because she's a woman.
Yep.
Those are, there's a lot of that in this.
Yeah, right.
And Giant Man has to use pills to grow big. But at the same time, where did you get your powers from?
Yeah, exactly.
You weren't born like that.
Yeah, right.
You got caught in a bunch of radiation.
Even if you were, that's not impressive either.
No.
If you were a weakling and you lifted weights all day and then you became the Hulk, that would be very impressive.
Like us.
Like us, exactly, yeah. That's right.
So then it flashes back
Just lifted weights and smeared ourselves in green jello until we turned to the Hulk. That's impressive. That's commitment.
So it then flashes back to... fonder times,
yes.
When the Avengers meeting and he's explaining the story that befell him and how he ended up in this vacant lot.
Yeah, and what I enjoyed about the meeting of the Avengers was like, even though we don't have to meet, we probably should meet every week just to get to know each other a little better. It's weird.
It's
why you're wearing your costumes. It's weird.
Well,
you think it's going to turn into a sex party, don't you, Tony?
Well,
you
that's creep. The thing, though. He also, Tony's called Anthony Stark for a lot of this, which is quite off-putting. But Hulk mentions that, yeah, we always meet at Anthony Stark's mansion, even though he's rarely there. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is the time when nobody knew that Tony Stark was Iron Man, so that's what's going on.
Yeah,
here.
Right.
And Iron Man's in his red and gold suit, and it's got a big aerial sticking out of one shoulder. And then they just get in an argument, and Thor and Hulk just nearly start hitting each other for no reason.
Oh.
because one's like, cease your prattling or whatever,
and then it's just
nonsense.
Oh, God, I love that era of just roughhousing.
And there's a lot of that in this. Yeah. So Ant-Man and the Wasp show up because people are like, where are they? They're late. And then Ant-Man throws the Wasp under the bus and goes, well, you know how long it takes for a woman to get ready.
Mm.
And he's not bloody wrong, mate. That's Let me tell you that much.
But then she redeems herself, this character, because then she's like, ooh, I like Thor. He's hot.
Yeah.
He's so hot.
Anyway, an object is approaching, as the narrator says.
From space.
From space. The narrator says that it's egg-shaped, but
an egg!
But it's a sperm. It's a big old space
sperm. It looked like a sperm. That's where I stopped watching.
So,
too much. It's a coincidence.
Too much for you?
Yeah, for sure.
So it turns out it's the...
I don't watch animation for just revolting image of spermatozoa.
So it turns out it's the Space Phantom, a character I've never heard of, but perhaps he's from the comics.
Does he look like... Oh, no, I was thinking...
He looks
of,
like a Dracula.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I know the Space Phantom because he can possess people.
Yes.
Does he possess anybody
in this?
That's
exactly right.
Okay. I was thinking of the gorilla guy, but that's the Red Ghost.
You're an idiot,
but the
Mason.
Space Phantom can possess people, and he's all crooked.
Yeah.
Is he all crooked?
He's always on an angle. And the weirdest thing about the space... First of all, I should say...
That he lives in a sperm? Is that the weirdest thing? Because if you say anything else, you're wrong. The answer is he lives in a sperm.
You're right. That is the weirdest thing. But of course, though, he's from the comics because all of this is photocopied from a comic.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. So I'm an idiot to think not. So basically, he's got a plan, right?
Yes.
This is his plan. Phase one, land in an alley.
Mm-hmm.
Phase two, take over Earth. And there's nothing kind of in between that.
Yeah, right. He's just winging it.
He's
I respect
just
that.
It. Yeah.
I absolutely respect that. He just finished his Improv 1 course and he's just like, just go down there and take over Earth, I guess. Yeah. I'll know how to do it when I see it, I guess.
So he sees a man in the street,
mm-hmm.
and he copies the person's look, and then he banishes that guy
to like the negative zone or something. Yeah, limbo.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is a place between shadow and substance.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking, oh my God! So he's just killed some random dude in the street for no reason, just to look like him. But it turns out, like when he changes back to himself, the person just returns from limbo.
Yep.
So during this, he's constantly shifting and sending people to limbo and then coming back,
uh-huh.
and only one person can be in limbo at one time.
Yeah.
So I don't know what this is or how it makes sense or why he does it,
yeah.
or really anything about
this. But that's the cruelest torture of all. You go into limbo, you can't have a nice natter to anybody.
But
you can't check your social medias.
None of them could even
which
be...
Which by that I mean the mailbox because it's 1966.
So he plans to use this disguise to sneak up on the Avengers.
Yes.
Right, that's his plan. But they're just watching him on television. That table that they were sitting at,
yep.
it's also a television. And they're just watching him going, what is this?
Right.
This guy.
So he doesn't have the element of surprise.
No.
Which is ultimately all he has.
Yes, that's right. That was phase two of his plan, maybe.
Oh, man.
And also Janet says, I'll tell you what, he's not bad looking either.
Wow. Wow.
So that's pretty good. The Hulk says, listen, I'm going to take care of this. Everybody stay at the table.
Uh-huh.
Don't watch, but I'm going to go. They don't watch this for whatever reason. So he goes to get the Phantom, and the Phantom puts him in limbo and then turns into the Hulk.
Ooh.
Right? So then it cuts back and all the Avengers are sitting at the table with the Hulk.
He's just sitting there twiddling his thumbs and whistling.
That's exactly it. And they go, hey, what happened to the guy that you were just going to fight in my home? And he's like, hey, shut up. Why don't you shut up about it? None of your business or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Because it's
and they're
the
like,
Phantom.
Story checks out.
Yeah. And then Thor's like, hey, that kind of talk is not on. And then there's a little bit of a bloody
bit of a rough house
between them.
Does he gain all the powers of the Hulk, I wonder?
Yeah, he seems to.
Ooh.
Because it's not really made clear. He says he duplicates them, but he also might go into their body and send their spirit to the shadow dimension or whatever.
Also, back then, like, the Hulk wasn't as strong as he is now.
No.
Like, back then, he was just as strong as a pretty strong guy.
No, Iron Man is just shoving him into a wall at one point. There's not a lot to him, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
So we then cut to the real Hulk because...
Hanging out in limbo.
Yeah, but what it is, there's just a landscape and he's just kind of flying above it.
Limbo.
Yeah, it's limbo, right? This fake Hulk runs into a mate of the Hulk. And he's like, hey, we got to go back to your lab.
You is it Rick Jones?
It could be.
Right.
I think they name him, but who cares?
Yeah,
but
right.
Yeah, let's say yes. He goes, the Hulk, you don't look right. Why don't we go back to the lab and we'll get you sorted out? And the Hulk, fake Hulk's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. So he puts Rick Jones, let's say that's him, on his back.
And now that I think about it, Rick Jones probably wouldn't go back to the lab. Mm. He'd probably go to like a malt shop.
Sure.
He'd probably go to New York and get an egg cream. Yeah, you know, a new famous New York egg cream?
Oh, I'm aware.
What do you think the two major ingredients of an egg cream are?
If I had to guess?
Yep.
Like a whisked egg?
Yep.
And just like a full cream milk.
An egg cream contains neither egg nor cream.
What?
Yeah. Now let's move on.
No time.
Yep.
So the Hulk, the fake Hulk, jumps the wrong way.
Yes.
And then...
Like down?
No, like the wrong direction.
Oh, I see, right.
And then the guy, Rick James says,
"Yes,
hey, are you okay?
What are you doing, man?
You're going the wrong way." And he goes, ah, no, I'm the Space Phantom. Just go immediately, just reveals himself.
Wow. He doesn't go, I'm kind of confused sometimes because I'm the Hulk and I'm real dumb.
Yeah, that's right.
He just goes, I'm the Space Phantom, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, if you're the Space Phantom and you live in space,
yeah,
wouldn't you just be called the Phantom?
Good point.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And in China, they call Chinese food food.
Is that true?
No.
They don't?
I don't think so.
So they don't call food food?
No, I don't know.
Do they have egg cream?
They don't have egg cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a shame. So anyway, demonstrate his power, he brings the Hulk back and then sends him away again in front of Rick James.
Whoa.
And then he leaves. He's like, see you later. I'm going to destroy the Avengers.
As the Hulk or as himself?
As the Hulk.
Okay.
So he sends the Hulk back to floating over
floating limbo,
a landscape or whatever. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, there's some Stark weapons being tested, which the Phantom Hulk comes in and takes.
All sorts of transistor-powered weaponry, probably.
Probably. It's just a big lot of missiles kind of stacked together.
Transistor-powered missiles.
Sure, yes. And then cuts to Tony Stark, who's charging his arc reactor in what is probably the funniest animation in this. And he's just got a cord connected from his chest, which he's holding into a power socket in the wall.
It's incredible.
He's not even hands-free. He has to hold it.
Wow.
And you can just see the electricity kind of going to and from. It's ridiculous.
That was so... Like, because back in the day, like, he didn't have an arc reactor. He had a chest plate.
Yeah, that's
like,
exactly it.
Like,
yeah.
60s Tony Stark had to wear, like, this enormous oven door.
Like an iron lung.
Under his suit under his business suit every day. And he had to sleep with it on.
Absolutely.
Imagine those bed sores.
No good.
Yuck.
So anyway, he goes to confront this fake Hulk and they just start...
Falk.
They start fighting in the sky.
Great.
It's also kind of... Because the Phantom's like, oh, the Hulk jumps really far. That's how he flies. No. You've got that obviously wrong.
He just jumps. But they just needed a battle in the sky. You know why? Because they couldn't put any backgrounds in.
Yeah.
So they're just like, we'll just say he can fly.
Yeah,
now.
That's it. So then the real...
We're never doing this again, so who cares, they thought.
So the real Hulk is brought back, and the Phantom turns into a little wasp. But the Hulk and Iron Man are still fighting, right?
Uh-huh.
Because Iron Man still thinks it's
the
Phantom.
Because
it happens so quickly.
Ooh!
There's a big explanation of how I changed so quickly that nobody could notice that me, the Phantom, was the Hulk, was not the Hulk. And then I
turned into a wasp. Who's he talking to?
Exactly.
Mm.
Anyway, Ant-Man and the Wasp turn up. They tell him about the Phantom because they've figured it out or whatever. She also tells Hank Pym that he's got beautiful eyes, which is nice.
That is nice.
Yeah. And then Giant Man, because he could be Giant Man, and this breaks up the fight, right? And the reason they turn up is because Rick James called them or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I know it's not Rick James, but I'm just calling him that, all right?
No, I get it.
So anyway, the Phantom then...
Seems like he's not aware that it's Rick James. Not Rick James, but...
Anyway, then the Phantom then attacks the Wasp in Wasp form. And she's like, how can this be? Because I'm the Wasp. Like, that's what I do, and I can't control this wasp.
Wait, right? Is it an actual wasp?
Yeah, well, no, the Phantom, yeah.
But it's an actual wasp,
yeah,
not the wasp.
Yeah, he's turned into a wasp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he Phantom Zone a wasp?
No, he just turned into a wasp.
Huh.
He doesn't say Phantom Zone a wasp.
So he's got two powers.
Yeah.
One is, gain the possession of a body of an incredibly powerful being and then send their soul to limbo.
Correct.
And also transform into a wasp. There is two powers. They're very specific, and that's what he's got.
So then he steals Giant Man's body, but everybody's onto it. The secret's out.
So they beat up Giant Man.
Yeah, pretty much. But he's like, it's too late to stop me. And nobody's like, from doing what?
Yeah, right.
What is this? What's your plan? Because his plan only seems to be make the Avengers fight. And they figured it out.
Yeah.
So I don't...
You know what? That's Zemo's plan too, and it worked pretty well.
That's not,
so
that's not
it's
a bad
all
point.
In the it's all in the execution, if you ask me.
Yeah, then he takes on Iron Man, Iron Man's form, and then he's like, and now people don't know I'm Iron Man. And the Hulk's like, I saw
yeah, we
that.
Do. Yeah, we saw it. This is your only trick, unless you're going to turn into a wasp again.
Anyway, then the wasp goes to visit Donald Blake, who's Thor... doesn't exist anymore in the movies and some of the comics, but you get the idea. Mm. And she writes on a bit of paper, Wasp, and he's like, oh, the Wasp is here. She must need my help. And then she's like, yeah, we need Thor. Can you go and get him? I don't know why she wrote anything and then just tell him. Also, yeah, you can grow big.
Yes.
So I don't understand any of this. Anyway, so then Thor turns up to stop this fake Iron Man.
Yep.
Fine Man.
Fine Man, thank you.
So he summons a storm and Iron Man's suit rusts.
Sure.
So then he tries to steal Thor's body because he's like, well, I'll get Thor's body. I'm the Phantom. I'm a crooked man from space.
Yes.
I'll get into Thor. But when he tries to do that, he can't because Thor's a god and he himself goes to limbo.
Ah, what a twist.
Yeah.
What an incredible finale. I love that.
So,
because there's no foreshadowing that would ever happen.
No. There's no reason why it wouldn't work on him and not somebody else.
Yeah, because Thor's a god, but he's also, like, he's just a being. And
yeah.
The space Phantom's a weird space possessor man. Why wouldn't it work?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the Hulk's like, you know what I've learned from all of this? You all fucking hate me. And I'm leaving forever. Nice. And so he does, and that's why he's standing by himself at the start of the episode.
Just grousing about his mates.
He's grousing about. And then he says, but I'll tell you this, I'm still the strongest man on Earth. But he's not.
It's Thor.
It's Thor. It's Iron Man when he's in his suit.
Yes.
It's Giant Man a lot of the time.
Yep.
Anyway, this is horrible. This is the worst thing ever made. It's minimal effort even for the time.
Yep.
It's a nonsense storyline. The animation is absolute dog shit. The voice acting is atrocious.
Yeah.
It's weirdly...
It's just like they got like a whole bunch of people in an accountant's office.
Yeah.
To just read some lines.
They only made, you know, like a very short amount of episodes and they aired between like September and December of 1966 and they stopped doing it. But this is absolute fucking trash by any standards. And I'm glad everyone who was involved in this is dead now.
Wow.
Yeah. Powerful stuff, I know.
I was going to say... Tell us how you really feel, lol. Lol.
Anyway, that was the Marvel Superhero Show, 1966, Episode 8, The Space Phantom.
Maybe there's maybe there's one good one. You never know.
No, definitely not. Because we did three and none of these were close to being good.
Wow.
Anyways, we do Caravan of Garbage every Tuesday. If you've got something to recommend, please do below.
Yes.
We also have videos here every Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday, and we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, but you can also find that all at planetbroadcasting.com.
Oh, you've got this down to a fine art.
You better believe it, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no dummy. Well, I am, but I've just done this so many times that I can do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're more a monkey.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, for sure. Mm.
And if you're listening to the audio version of this, you can watch all the visuals if you want. It's not better than listening. Because you have to look at it, but you can. It's optional.
You got to see some of this animation style.
Yeah.
Animation style, air quotes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to watch at least a minute of it, I feel, to just get the vibe of like, I'm the Hulk and I'm a real prick and Janet's a bitch. I hate it. I hate her. She's no good.
Anyway, it's really good. See you next time.
Bye. Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Week. Bye.
Either.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.